This is the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, Drake.
Welcome. Well, this past Tuesday night, the Glenn Academy Red Terrors housed the Effingham County Rebels 48-0 to do their part to clinch the Region 2 championship and top seed heading into the state playoffs. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us your thoughts about how your team played on Tuesday night.
It seems like it was a month ago already, honestly. You know, we played really well. I think all things considered, being just a short week and a Tuesday night, I think our kids really came out. They had a lot of energy. We played really hard. If you go back and watch the tape, our kids really strained. We sold it to them all week long. That was the region championship game. They played like it. You know, it was not the game I thought it was going to be. Honestly, I thought it would be a lot closer and a lot more competitive. But a lot of that, I think, had to do with the effort of our kids and the way they played on Tuesday.
How did you guys handle the short turnaround time? Did you have any practices in preparation, or was it more walkthroughs, or what did you guys do?
We, on Saturday, we did a walkthrough on Saturday. Literally, it was just kind of who to block, who to cover, that type thing. Last about an hour. Came back Sunday and ran our normal Tuesday practice that we run with special teams, everything in there. But it was not nearly the collisions we do on Tuesday. It was a little lighter. And then came back on Monday and just, for the most part, we walked through some offensive plays, our run schemes, and did our normal Thursday practice and went and played ball. I mean, I didn't. Considering we had played Friday night, I didn't want to turn around and give them a lot of collisions in practice. The most important thing to me was getting the kids' legs back underneath them, making sure they felt good before we played the game on Tuesday.
Right. Just a couple of stats to run through to demonstrate the dominance in this game. Effingham ended up with 107 total yards, 71 yards passing, 36 yards rushing, and ended up 3-for-11 on third down. So since they pitched the shutout, let's start with your defense. What did your defense do to really shut down a potent Rebels running attack?
Well, they ran to the football very well. That's the first thing. I mean, when you watch the game, I mean, our kids really ran to the ball very well. We sit on the ball better than we've done in the last few weeks. I think we're starting to kind of – Tuesday night, it was the first game that it looked like we were kind of playing together for a full game over there on the defensive side of the ball. I think our defensive line played their best game they had since before the hurricane as well.
Who and anybody in particular individually stand out, or was it just kind of a total defensive effort?
Well, you know, I think Tyler Claiborne and nose guard played really well. I think you could go, obviously, Patrick Fulton in the secondary did a lot of good things. But, you know, I think all of our kids, just as a whole, we just played really well. We played really, really hard, strained all night long, and ran the football. Mm-hmm.
Even when Effingham was forced to go to the air after, you know, shutting down early, you kind of shut down that part of their offense as well and forced two interceptions. You mentioned Patrick Fulton, and Vance Rowe also got an interception. Talk a little bit about the growth of your secondary as the season progressed. It seemed like they kind of get a little bit overlooked sometimes because, you know, the defensive front seven is so strong.
It's probably – they get overlooked because they're short. They're 5'6" all back there. They're not very tall. You know, we have a lot of good players in the secondary. They run to the ball really well. I think, Kane and PJ have done just a remarkable job at safety. Both those guys are juniors. We'll be back next year getting the secondary lined up, getting everybody on the same page, and getting their hands on a lot of football. We play a lot of man coverage in the secondary, so it's a lot of turn and run, and when their hands go up, we teach them to be violent on the basket, and you see our kids do that. We get pass interference calls because of that. And, you know, that's one of those things. If you're going to play man coverage, you can't worry about pass interference. You have to be physical. You have to challenge people. So you're going to get those calls if you're going to play tight man. So you'll see our kids, they'll get man coverage and start clapping their hands because we tell them, I want to see you clap. We don't care about pass interference. We just line up and play another play. We just don't want them to catch the football. And they play incredibly hard back there. I think Coach Landing, Winnie, Coach Sharp, our secondary coaches, do a nice job of teaching the fundamentals that we need to do back here every week. And the other thing about assignments, our kids are very rarely out of the place they're supposed to be in, and they always seem to be around the ball. They tackle very well back there as well.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Just for a sense of comparison, Glenn Academy's first two touchdown runs were both for more yards, and Effingham's leading rusher ended up with on the night. How did you guys get the running game cranked up for another 400-plus yards performance?
Well, you know, again, I've been saying it's just what we do offensively is very tough, and Coach Chase Harp and our offensive staff, I mean, they've done a remarkable job with these guys. And you know, part of this is because we have good players. You know, I'd love to sit here and take all the credit. No one ever wins and puts up big offensive numbers with bad players. So that's where it starts. We have a lot of good players on the offensive side. Our offensive line is really gelled coming off the football. But what we do is just really difficult for people to sort out because we're good at all those phases and we're good up front. And so what it ends up being is a lot of times we're handing the ball off to Kendall Cross with a five-man box. And, you know, we've got five offensive linemen, so we have a hat on hat. And Kendall's not getting hit sometimes until he reaches the secondary. Mm-hmm.
We talked so much about Jernigan and DJ Dallas, Kendall Cross. They all had strong games again. But who else kind of deserves mention for their performance last game?
Well, you know, Quandre Mosley does an incredible job blocking on the perimeter. We don't throw the ball a whole bunch. Quandre's a really, really good wide receiver. And, man, he does. He's got, you know, he's 6'3" and gets his hands on people. And he's tough to get around. But, he's a kid that, you know, you'll see him throw the post to him. A couple of times, once or twice a game, kind of feeding the ball out there. Devin Peacock is another one. He's done a great job of getting out on the perimeter being physical. But our offensive line as a whole, Salante Hillary, Amari Cross, Bennett Delaney, Michael Thomas, and Trayshawn Bacon. You know, Andrew Delaney is our sniffer. He's kind of like that hybrid tight end, fullback type position. Does a nice job of getting on the second level, getting his hat on somebody. And so it's just a group effort. We have good players over there. Our coaches work their tails off with them. And on Friday night, we've been very good at going out and running and executing the offenses that have been drawn up through practice.
Yeah. Comparing this year's offense to last year, is kind of the big playability of this year's offense maybe your biggest advantage over what you had last year?
Well, you know, we're more versatile a little bit. We struggled to get the ball on the perimeter last year. We're moving DJ to quarterback mid-year. We just couldn't get the ball out on the perimeter. And we had DJ and Garrison back there, and everything we had, people, and you saw in the state championship game, people tried to just kind of pin us in and build a box around us. And then it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel. But we have more ways to get the ball to the perimeter now with Devin Peacock and Brandon Jernigan on the option and DJ on his own option. So there are more ways for us to get the ball in the perimeter. So people have to defend the whole field vertically and laterally.
Mm-hmm. More to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the Patio Misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet friendly. MellowMushroom.com and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location from Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture.
Coach, one last thought on the game against Effingham. How did your special team, did they have their usual solid performance in your mind?
I thought we covered kicks very well. Banks kicked a couple in the end zone, and that was good. We only had to punt one time. But all in all, I think our special teams, our kids did a pretty good job on that. I was pleased with our kickoff coverage. So hopefully they'll continue to improve.
Right. Of course, in a game where you win by 48, it kind of allows you to get second string and some younger players some actual game experience. How did those guys do? And did anyone maybe use this chance to impress the coaches?
I think there are a lot of kids that went out there and played really hard. I think we saw some guys on the D-line who are twos for us. Isaiah McDonald keeps improving every day, gets better and better. E.J. Thomas, Jamarcus Sims are two young guys who did a good job when they got in. On the offensive side of the ball, I think you saw Matt Rivers run the ball really well. Quani Bossett as well did some good things. It's always, you saw Randy Journey play a little quarterback there. I mean, he scored in two plays. It was good to see those guys get out there and run around a little bit in some different spots. And, it's always good to get those guys in because they're the backbone of your practices. You practice against those guys. To get them in and give them a reward on Friday night's a lot of fun.
Right. And Gramps was right on cue. We talked about him last week. He comes in and scores two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Can those guys earn more playing time? I mean, you hear guys, people say, oh, he doesn't practice well, but then you get in a game, they play better. Is there any way they can get more playing time by playing one of these games?
If they don't practice well, they're not playing. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't trust them if they don't practice well.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, if you don't do right, you play how you practice. I'm not a believer that they're prime time players and all that stuff. You go out there. If you don't work at practice, you're not getting better. If you're not getting better, people are catching up with you. So I don't have time for that stuff. That's not the football program I'm going to run. Any of those guys, they're not practice players. They go somewhere else to play football. That's not how we do things. We're going to have guys show up, work. We're going to win a championship on Monday. That's where we're going to win a championship. Right. We're going to do it again on Tuesday. Then we're going to do it again on Wednesday. And that's what we tell our players. That's what we've sold them on. We practice better than anybody around. Our practices are as good as anybody's. College coaches come in and tell me that all the time. And that's the people, what's the key that you've done? I've taught these kids how to practice. We've got a coaching staff that runs a really good practice. And they go to work their tails off. They get better every day.
Right. You're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Next up for the Terrors will be the Bradwell Institute Tigers of Coach Greg Hill right here at Glenn County Stadium. Bradwell will be coming into the game, coming off of a loss to the Effingham County Rebels 32-21 on Friday. Coach Hill's done a good job of rebuilding the one-time power here in the Southeast. And Bradwell, back to respectability. Tell us about the job Coach Hill's done so far.
He's done a really good job. Their kids play really hard. What you'll see is they're really a ball control offense. They get into, too tight wishbone, or they'll get in over a four-man surface with a wishbone look or like a double wing look, and they just try to cram that ball in there and get 3 or 4 yards of carry and just control the clock. I mean, you don't see them running a lot of offensive plays. because they're literally burning that clock, and they limit the opportunities that you get as an offensive team, because you know they're gonna take 4 minutes when they get the football. I mean, there's only so many possessions you get in the game. One of the things we talked about today is making sure that as coaches that we know that we got to take advantage of our possessions on Friday night because of that.
Right. Of course, many may remember Greg Hill as a former Georgia Southern Eagle quarterback, ran the flex bone, like you mentioned, and that's the kind of style we'll be seeing from the Tigers, I guess. Can you see anything from that? Or
they do a little bit of option game, a little bit of veer, a little bit of midline, but they're not a whole bunch of option like you know, those teams in Georgia Southern. I say that now, they'll probably come out Friday and run 50 plays of option because of it. But, you know, that's not how they butter their bread, as they say.
Okay. Now, the Tigers' attack looks to be led by quarterback Quinn McMassey, number 12, and have got back a running back who was their leading rusher last year, number 3, Kevin Harris. They look to be a very young team. Do they play kind of beyond the years from what you've seen on the film so far?
You know, I think they do. Their kids play hard. They're physical. I mean, they get after it. Defensively, they're going to walk up on, and take all the easy throws away. I mean, there's 11 guys within 4 yards of the ball. And, I mean, they really run to the football. They're playing very, very hard, incredibly hard right now. And, you know, they're playing pretty good football. So we're going to have to make sure that we're ready to play on Friday night to win this game.
Right. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, what type of base type defense do they run?
They run like a 3-5-3 or 3-3 stack and play a ton of man coverage. So, I mean, there's not a, if you get past that second level, there's nobody back there to save the tackle. Now, you know, with us running the option, they may do something different. I don't know how much man coverage they'll play against us. We'll see on Friday. But, I mean, in other games, they've got everybody walked up on the line of scrimmage, and it's bump and run.
Right. Are they more of a speed base, or they have much size along the line of scrimmage? Or
You know, they've got some big kids. I mean, they have good looking kids. I mean, they've had some size. They're skilled players. They've got a lot of foot speed on defense. They run around really well on defense. You know, but they probably look like us. I mean, they don't have any 6'5", 290-pound kids on the defensive line. They might be a little bigger at nose guard than us. But all in all, you know, a bunch of 190-pound kids running around playing on.
Right. We will be right back with the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Need an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law? Alan David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court. Since 1982, Alan David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. Give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glenn Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, having wrapped up the region title and the number one seed and the state playoffs are looming, what is your team's approach to this final regular season game? Is there any thought to resting any players or rather keep going forward and not mess with the chemistry or rhythm that you guys have right now?
Nah, you know, we're going to go play the game, and I think that's what you have to do. I mean, we just came off an off week. We've got to kind of get back in the groove here a little bit and get ready for the playoffs. And so this is our chance over here against Bradley. We'll do it. Mm-hmm.
I feel like this year's team may be the toughest-minded high school team I've seen and spoken with. Some of the players, they don't really worry about anything, be it crazy weather while they're playing at Disney World or moving games around due to hurricanes. They just go play ball. Is that one of the characteristics about your team that you just kind of love the most?
Yeah, you know, it is, and like, and they probably get that from me because when they ask me about this stuff, I go, I don't care. And I don't care. Because it's, you know, it's not like we have to play in the rain and the other team doesn't.
Right.
I don't care about any of that stuff. And they just—I think they take their cues from me on that. I just don't care.
Right.
You know, the kids, you know, our kids—they bought into what we talked to them about. We preached to them about adversity. Is learning how to handle through adversity when bad things happen. You got to just kind of pull your bootstraps up, and go back to work, and learn how to survive success when something good happens to you. You get 24 hours to pat yourself on the back, you got to come back to work. And our kids do that, and we don't have a lot of issues with those things, and I think they bought into that stuff. And I think our kids are committed to try to win a state championship, and hopefully, you know, God willing, we'll get a chance to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously you guys have your number one spot wrapped up. Looking at the other region that you match up with, appears likely playoff opponent will be Drew High School out of Riverdale. Have you guys taken a peek at Drew or any other team in that region?
No, I haven't. They played Jonesboro, I think. We've looked at the brackets a little bit. Mm-hmm. They played Jonesboro on Friday night, and I think we play the winner of that game. So
Until
11 o'clock, we won't know who we're going to play. So I'm not worried about trying to gather a film or any of that because you would waste a lot of energy trying to break down tape on somebody you may not ever play. So, you know, we're just going to worry about Brad. We'll get our team ready to go, and on Saturday morning we'll get started on whoever it's going to be.
Right. It would be kind of fun if it was Drew, because they're the other team that you guys kind of got this playoff run rolling against a couple of years ago when Zach Lamper went out with the injury and came back with Justin Larson.
Yeah, as long as they drive down here. I don't want to drive up there. I'm done driving up there.
Well, kind of our little bit of off-the-field topics, such a renewed emphasis on player safety and concussion prevention. Is there anything that you see in the, you know, hands-on, day-to-day perform practices, things like that? Is there anything that you see that maybe still needs to be addressed by rules makers and things like that?
Well, you know, ironically, I think football is probably the safest sport there is out there. And let me explain that. Is one, a kid is covered with $500 worth of equipment. There's a trainer at every practice in America nowadays. Kids so much get a boo-boo on their finger, they get treatment. When you go to, you know, lacrosse practices and lacrosse games and baseball practices and baseball tournaments, there's no one out there with any kind of medical training. There's no ambulance sitting in the end zone and all those things. So, you know, my first inclination is look around and say, you know, I think football players are the most care for players athletically or people athletically on the planet, because football coaches by nature, I think, invest more time in learning proper safety techniques than any other coaches, any other peer group. That's the first thing. The second thing is it's policed more heavily because you hear about it on the news and stuff like that. I think coaches do the best job of really examining their practices and see how they can keep their kids healthy. I don't know any guy, you know, you hear every time you watch a movie about football, the football coach in the movie is trying to beat his players up and win at all costs. I've been doing this for 21 years or so. I don't know any guys like that.
Right.
I know guys who got into coaching because they care about their players. They want to see their players be successful. They want to see them achieve things. They want to see them be healthy and be happy. That's the guys I know. And I would say, I dare to say, it's 99.999% of all football coaches in America. I think we are and sometimes probably to a fault, overly concerned with the health of our kids.
Right. And kind of along that same vein, you have three children, two boys. Do you have a time frame in mind where, you know, kids should
weight before they start playing tackle football?
You know, I started when I was about 9 years old, 8 or 9 years old, I guess. I think that's fine. I know they play like first grade leagues. My oldest son started when he was in first grade simply because I was a head football coach, and the guy who ran the league signed him up, and he didn't say no. So I said, sure, go ahead, you know. But I think 8 or 9 is fine. You know, my youngest son is dying to play, so he'll probably jump in there as early as possible because it's something he really wants to do. But from a safety standpoint, I mean, those kids, the only way they'd be safer if you wrapped them in bubble wrap. I mean, they know the only thing hurting anybody down there is the ground when they fall down because it's a pillow fight out there when you're 7, 8 years old. It's just a lot of fun, and you know, it's from a safety standpoint, I don't have an issue with it.
Right. This is the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, the last question I have is, you know, people always see just on the football side of things, but that's kind of one of the smaller parts of being, you know, of your job. You know, you guys have a program set up to keep up with players, what they're doing academically in the classroom, social media, things like that?
Yeah, you know, social media, I don't spend a whole lot of time on social media. I don't have a Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter account, any of those things. And I pretty much tell my kids, I have 3 rules for our kids, you know, play fast, have fun, don't do anything to screw your teammates. And I talk to them about how that social media account can screw your teammates and screw you. So try to be smart, make good decisions about that. So we have a coach who has a Twitter account, and he kind of monitors their stuff for the most part. Usually when somebody says something stupid on Twitter, within 15 minutes I hear about it. So that's the first thing.
Right.
So somebody will tell me if something stupid happens on Twitter or Facebook. Coach Stacy Taylor is part of our staff, and she runs our academic program, and she makes sure she monitors grades, and she does this with Gina Churchwell. She monitors the grades of every kid in our program. She makes sure that our juniors and seniors are signed up for ACTs and SATs. She runs a tutoring program after school for all our ninth graders and for our kids who are struggling academically. She also makes sure our kids sign up for the federal financial aid forms, all of our seniors, and helps me make sure that they're registering for college. So she does a lot of those things. She does ACT tutoring sessions or camps on Saturdays for the kids on Saturday mornings between test dates. So she does a lot of stuff there and takes a lot of that stuff off my plate. Coach Curtis Cruz helps me with recruiting and helps me email out all of our information every week to college coaches around the country, and he'll help with some of that stuff. So we try to cover everything for our kids, and we're very fortunate. We're supported by FCA here from a spiritual standpoint. Tim Hart comes in and speaks to our kids on a regular basis, does a Sunday Bible study with our coaches at 1 o'clock. A lot of our guys are working and can't get to church, so you know, Tim comes to us. So it's, you know, we try to cover all of those as a total program.
Great to hear. Well, everybody head out Friday night, to Glenn County Stadium as Glenn Academy will take on the Bradwell Institute Tigers in the final regular season game of the season. Thank you for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's and join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. This is Drayton Hogarth signing off.